you have successfully managed to claw your way into the Casa Berenice Recordings Podcast, episode 27.
This podcast is our way to release multi-tracked recordings from house concerts that we host in our living room. We being Clay Chaplin and Heather Lockie, and including our clawed friends Xenotron, Fuzzy, Nemesis, and Fluff Nugget. This episode features a performance by Nick Deo. It was recorded live at a Casa Berenice house concert on March 4th, 2023.
Stick around after the performance for an interview with Nick Deo.
And now, here is Nick Deo performing on electric guitar.
Thank you. Hi, I am Nick Deo. I am a guitarist, a composer, a conductor, and a cat enthusiast. The piece I played tonight is called Madeline/Alex. It's part of a series of pieces I've been making that have two names with a slash as the title. They're pretty nostalgic pieces for me and are named after, depending on the piece, you know, people who are meaningful to me, or, you know, attached to people who are meaningful to me, or have something about the the instrument. So in this case, the Madeline name comes from an artist in Philadelphia named Madeline Snow, who runs a company called Touch Threads, who painted the guitar that I played tonight. And it's the second guitar that Madeline has painted for me. And with both of these instruments, they're instruments that I have and love and have held for a long time, but weren't getting played a whole lot because they're kind of heavy metal nostalgia instruments. And with both of them, once Madeline painted them, it brought this new life out of them. It made me see them in very different ways. And it made me play them in very different ways. They're still the same instruments, but there was something about just how the painting on these made me feel about it that kind of brought very different things out of it. And similarly, I've, you know, the Touch Threads, the company that Madeline runs, their mission is just to take clothing that is on, you know, clothing or other textiles that are on their way for the landfill, and painting, dyeing them, fixing them, making them into new things, giving them new life. And so when I first found Touch Threads, I was doing things like, you know, sending my own clothes to be dyed and come back to me. Mm-hmm. And it kind of was part of my life where I was wanting to invite more and more color into my life. And so Madeline has come to know me now as the person who just comes in with weird pitches of, do you want to do this thing?
Can you dye this thing?
Can you, yeah. And, you know, do you want to paint guitars? Madeline's work is all over our
house. How did you meet her?
So Touch Threads is a small business I found kind of through a chain of small businesses that I am excited about, where because of this business, I found this one, because of this one, I found this one, because of this one, I found this one. And so there's a local guitar builder called Dunnable Guitars, who I have two instruments from them and a third on the way, and I really love them. Because of Dunnable Guitars, I found out about Fuzz Rocious Pedals, which is a pedal company that I really love. Speaking of the cat enthusiasm, I have two pedals from them with Rosie painted on them.
Aww,
my cat.
Rosie.
And so it's a lot of little small businesses that I really love. Yeah, there are two things. Like, one thing about both of the instruments that Madeline painted did change, because both of them got new pickups and paint jobs were kind of around the pickups.
So while you get it painted, so they got kind of
facelift.
And so especially with the recent, the guitar I played tonight, the pickups were made for that by a guy named Derek Donnelly, who's a local musician. And I had sent him some kind of ideas about what Madeline was doing to the guitar, and he does these things where he takes pickup covers and he leaves them in his fire pit overnight, and makes all of this wild color come out of them. And so I kind of was commissioning two different artists at the same time, and there is a particular magic in the sound of Derek's pickups also, mm-hmm, that, mm-hmm, that change it a little bit. But I think more specifically, because I experienced this with the other guitar that Madeline painted too, I think what I feel when I look at it, and when it just seems like it kind of brings different things out of me.
Right.
Because, yeah, it is objectively the same instrument. And so it really is just this sort of, you know, I guess, difficult to pin down sentimental, yeah, kind of emotional attachment to how I see the instrument and what it makes me want to do with it. it's a seven string guitar, and the guitar from low to high is tuned A, E, B, F sharp, C sharp, B, E.
Wait, A, E, B.
So the lowest five strings are in fifths, starting from A, and then the highest two strings are just the same as a standard guitar. And so it's a little bit odd because then from three to two, it steps down a whole step and then goes back up.
Operating largely in fifths. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's real.
So Derek Donnelly, who made the pickups on both of the Madeline guitars, I stole this tuning from him also. Like he, the way he tunes his guitars is just A, E, B, F sharp, C sharp, B. On six strings, and I thought that was like when he was telling me about it, I thought it was a really cool idea. So I modified the seven string, and it lit up for what I could do with it.
That's so cool. Yeah.
And so yeah, it really changes the way I approach the instrument. It makes me kind of think about chords in different ways, and it makes different things really come out of it. And so the melodic stuff, the kind of chord progression I play toward the end and the melodic stuff I'm playing toward the end is some of the earliest stuff that came out when I got the guitar back from Madeline. And it just sort of like it felt very natural as I was learning that tuning, as I was getting comfortable in that tuning. It felt like a really natural thing to come out of it. And so everything else kind of got built out from there. And it's a piece that sort of started with the ending material and just kind of working its way forward into what I was doing. The pedal board that I had tonight, the heart of it is the Maris LVX, which is a pretty recent multi effect unit from Maris, who's like known for big kind of synthy effects, and with this one you can do a ton of stuff with it. And so I had three different presets built into it plus some looping that I was doing with it. I have an expression pedal dedicated to that, to the LVX, that depending on which preset I'm on, it's manipulating different aspects of the pitch. So the beginning of the piece, the expression pedal is just controlling the wet dry mix, and so it starts out with just no dry signal at all, and then I start letting the dry signal creeping in, and then
I remember that.
Second patch, then it's sort of controlling how it's adding harmonization to it, and then in the last one it's just taking control over what the loop level is. And so when I finally kind of start pulling the looped material out of it, that's done with the expression pedal. And then the other things on the board are just various dirts. Right now it kind of is. It's sort of become that. I think that started with Killdry. I think Killdry, which is my duo with New York based guitarist Jay Source, we're just a couple of pedal nerds, and we're really kind of making stuff together, not really knowing what it was. And then this sort of like dark ambient thing is what came out. That started really coloring what I was doing in my solo work as well. And it's become a really exciting thing for me to explore with the instruments. I really like the way that it affords the opportunity to both be playing the pedals as instruments, but also be trying to make the guitar a very guitar-driven kind of instrument. You know, I think there's a lot of ambient music where, or even like ambient guitar music where...
You don't know that it's a guitar.
Yeah. And
necessarily.
And I love a lot of that music also, but I something that's important for me is really trying to let the identity of the guitar be something like the tactile feeling of what it feels like to have the instrument in my hands, what it feels like to play it. It's a really important thing to me in the pieces that I make that are sort of in this sonic world. So my website is nicholasdeo.com, And on Instagram, I am nicholas.deo. And if you want to check out Killdry on Instagram, we are killdry_music. And both my Instagram and the Killdry Instagram have link trees that go everywhere, including our TikToks.
We didn't get to that, but next time.
Thank you for joining us on the Casa Berenice Recordings podcast. We would like to thank the musicians for performing and our lovely community here in Northeast LA for attending our concerts.
For more information about our house concerts or our current release catalog, please visit our website, CasaBeroniceRecordings.com.
And thank you for listening.